G'day, my name is Eckhard Ulofse, Industrial Relations Specialist and Consumer Affairs Officer for the RMI in the Eastern Cape and part of the Southern Cape. In this podcast, we will be dealing with the Motor Industry Ombudsman of South Africa, or MIOSA for short, and what their role is in consumer affairs in the motor industry. But before we can actually look at MIOSA, we first need to consider what the role of the RMI is in the resolution of consumer complaints. The RMI plays a significant role in the resolution as it attempts to resolve consumer complaints between consumers and its members. This resolution process is an informal one, and parties take part in the process without prejudice, and the RMI does not assign any blame or guilt, and should a complaint remain unresolved, the consumer may escalate the complaint to the Motor Industry Ombudsman of South Africa. A consumer may also opt to bypass the services of the RMI and refer his or her complaint directly to MIOSA. We have all heard of the Consumer Protection Act at one stage or another. This piece of legislation was promulgated in 2008 but only came into effect in April 2011. The Consumer Protection Act provides consumers certain rights, and MIOSA plays a role in trying to resolve consumer complaints that occur within the motor industry. MIOSA was originally formed in 2000 and experienced a tough start to selling the idea of an independent ombudsman for the automotive manufacturers and automotive retail sector. The automotive retail sector, however, took longer to understand that an independent ombudsman for their industry would be beneficial for both the retailers and consumers. From a consumer point of view, there was fear of bias by the ombudsman, as it was financially sustained by means of levies payable by the automotive industry to MIOSA. As amendments and codes were added to the Consumer Protection Act, all businesses within the automotive retail industry was compelled to register with MIOSA and pay an annual levy. MIOSA acts as an alternative dispute resolution mechanism, and these types of dispute resolution is welcomed by the courts. The role of MIOSA further grew and became more important, and there is no automotive specialist in the National Consumer Commission. Of further importance for the automotive industry is the South African Automotive Industry Code of Conduct, which became a regulation to the Consumer Protection Act in October 2014. On their website, MIOSA stipulates that they are impartial and focus on the resolution of disputes where a deadlock has been reached between a consumer and service provider by making a recommendation in the complaints referred to it where the parties cannot reach an amicable agreement. MIOSA's jurisdiction is, however, limited in that A. It may not deal with any dispute which is regulated by another ombudsman. B. It may not entertain any complaint where a party has already instituted other legal action. C. Where prima facie evidence exists that a criminal act was committed by either party. Or D. Where a complaint is lodged to claim damages from the other party. It should further also be remembered that a business, organization, or even a family trust may also be defined as a consumer with regards to their suppliers, as long as the annual turnover of such entity is less than 2 million rand per annum. In such circumstances, an entity or business will, as per the Consumer Protection Act, also be defined as a consumer and may also refer a consumer complaint to MIOSA. Any business that operates within the automotive industry is legally compelled to register with the Motor Industry Ombudsman of South Africa, and an annual levy will be applicable. For consumers, there are several methods how to lodge a complaint with the Motor Industry Ombudsman. To learn more about MIOSA's complaint lodging procedure, MIOSA's website www.miosa.co.za can be viewed. For any further information about the RMI's dispute resolution process, feel free to contact your nearest RMI office and ask to speak to the Consumer Affairs Officer or Consumer Affairs Specialist. We trust you found this podcast informative, and thank you for listening.